psychic medium, animal communicator. Jackie LeBeau is with us. We have Carolyn on the line. And what's your question for Jackie this morning?
I had a cat that dearly loved me for a long time, and he passed away. And I, after no time, I got another cat, but the cat doesn't like me. He likes my husband. So I ended up getting another cat, but the cat still doesn't like me. I feed it, I clean the litter box, I brush it, doesn't like me. If I get near her, she runs away.
All right, so you've got a second cat and a third cat, and they're both...
Well, the first cat passed away.
Right.
The second cat doesn't like me, but now my third cat does like me.
Oh, okay, I got confused.
But it's the second cat that, I don't know why, she doesn't care for me.
Okay, did you get her as a kitten?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so, you know, she just makes eyes at your husband, huh?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Carolyn, she's just a daddy's girl, you know. So in her previous life, that was her owner was a gentleman. And
okay.
So she's got this strong male connection. And it's not that she doesn't like you. She likes men.
Oh, she's that kind of cat.
She's that kind of cat. She's a girly girl.
Okay.
So yeah, absolutely, Carolyn. It's not that she doesn't like you. She just is attracted to your husband, as you are.
Very good. I can see why.
good, wonderful. Well, good. Thanks for calling in, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Have fun with the cats.
I will, now that I understand.
Now that you understand, good.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
We have Drew on the line. What's your question for Jackie?
Well, about 15 years ago or so, there was a stray. I live out in the country. There was a stray Shar Pei, a very, very stray, scary Shar Pei. And it looked as if somebody had abused him. And anyway, make a long story short, I couldn't get him into the house or anything. He was too scary. But for 2 years, I put up a doghouse for him and fed him and changed his bedding in the winter and everything. And then he died one winter morning. And I was heartbroken, but he never had a real home except for us. And I know he loved us. And I just wondered how he's doing.
Okay. All right. And what was his name, Drew?
We called him Snoopy.
Snoopy. Okay. All right. Well, for one thing, Drew, I mean, you're right. He did consider this his home. He actually was more comfortable outside. For him, going inside the house was not a good thing. That was the scary thing. And he said bad things happened inside the house. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely loved you very much, very much. And he said it was just his time to move on, and he's hoping to come back. So I don't know, Drew, if you are a dog person, if you're thinking you might get another dog.
Well, I just, actually, I'm a cat person. My kitty cat died, and on impulse, after she died, I went to the Humane League, and I adopted another kitty cat, and she's adorable. She's a dear little soul.
Okay. All right. So, well, now just keep your eyes open, because I'm going to tell you that when animals pass, they can come back in another form. Just see if you notice any similarities between this kitty and some behavior from your doggy.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
Do you have a question for Jackie this morning?
I have a dog that she's a little over 6 months old, and she continually eats the beds we buy for her to sleep on. She's 6 months old, she's eaten 10. I don't know how to get her to stop. She has chew toys, she has bones, she has everything.
And what is your dog's name?
Daisy.
Daisy, just, she's in the bed, and it just, you know, does the bed have a scent?
Some have a scent, some don't. I've tried different ones, all different kinds.
Okay, because I'm thinking, first it was the scent that actually bothered her. She did.
Well, that's what I thought, it was that chip smell.
Okay,
that wood chip smell.
Yeah, so she was actually trying to get rid of that. And so that was bothering her, and she was like looking for that. What was that? And then she just got into this. So now it's sort of like a habit for her because she likes the soft stuff and like she pulls it apart, right?
Yes, she does.
One thing I'm going to suggest to you is like get like pieces of like paper or like plain paper, nothing with like a lot of decoration or ink, but like, or rip up a paper bag and stuff okay. another paper bag and give her something that she can pull things out of.
Okay.
All right, because that's what she wants to do. But I think what really got her started was trying to get rid of whatever that smell was.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
You made me feel better today.
All righty. Bye-bye.